Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Cattle traceability and the newly mandated 840 ear tags have become a widely discussed and controversial topic in the livestock industry. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Director of Government Affairs, Sigrid Johansson.
The rule that was published earlier this year, updating those existing animal disease traceability requirements, has been in the works for about 11 years at this point. And there's actually been a requirement for certain classes of cattle, sexually intact cattle, 18 months and over, as well as all dairy cattle and cattle going to rodeo show and exhibition. Those classes of cattle have had a requirement to have official animal ID before crossing state lines since 2013.
Starting November 5th, certain classes of cattle and bison moved across state lines will be required to have electronic identification 840 ear tags, replacing metal ear tags for interstate movement.
This rule does not apply to feeder cattle. If you're talking about cattle that are under the age of 18 months, moving interstate for any reason, they do not need to meet this requirement. We're only talking about really the breeding herd in the United States.
Most states do have free ear tags available. Be sure to check with your Department of Agriculture to find out how they are being distributed. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.